Hello, my lovelies, and welcome back. I am so excited to be here with you guys today. I wanted to thank everyone for your continued love and support. I know I haven't recorded anything in a while. I've just had a lot of changes and shifts, and I've just been very busy with the practice, which I'm very grateful for. But I'm here today, and I am going to be starting some new recordings on raising your vibration. And today I wanted to share a very simple invocation that you can do to raise that vibration at the beginning of your day. This is what I call my morning invocation, or it's sort of a morning prayer, but it's not really a prayer as so much setting the day's energy. So this is something that I begin with every day, and you can obviously change it and shift it to your needs and whatever fits your belief system. So I'm just going to share it with you so that you can either listen to this on your drive home or in the mornings, or you can make your own version of it and start practicing this on a daily basis. It really does make a difference, because when you set an intention for your day, it's very easy for us to come back to it if we are disrupted in our energy throughout the day. So for example, if you set the intention in the morning to be active or to be productive or to be relaxed or anything like that, anything that shifts you from that intention, you can remember that you have something to, an anchor, a touchstone, something to go back to, so then you can come back to it and reset yourself to that intention you began your day with. So anyway, just to start off, this is what my morning invocation is like. And again, this is just a little bit of something that I've come up with throughout the years that really works for me, and I hope that you enjoy it. So normally what I would do is, as I leave my house, I just, start my car, take some deep breaths, and then I start by saying this actually out loud as I'm driving. So, Heavenly Father, Mother Divine, divine beings, angels, and guides, I thank you for this new day. I ask that you keep me and my loved ones safe, that you protect our energy, my family, my home, my friends, pets, and that you keep me and everyone in the road safe. Please take us to our destination and back home safely without incident or accident. Guide and support me through this day. Use me as your channel of love, light, and healing. Give me the words that you would have me say. Help me be mindful of myself and actions. Keep my vibration high and align me to the highest and best frequencies, people, and places. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So it is a very short invocation, but it is something that just includes everything that I need to follow out through my day. Talking about being grateful for the new day that I was given, that's where I begin. And then being grateful for the blessings that I'm able to have and share with my loved ones. And of course, asking for their safety and protection as well. But it's mainly about myself being used as a channel of whatever needs to take place that day. Now, that doesn't necessarily just mean when I am working on clients, when I'm actually, doing healing sessions, which I do most days. But even on my days that I'm not working, I do set that intention so that I may be able to be used as a channel. We never know who or what we'll encounter throughout our day. And so you want to make sure that your frequency is at the right place, that you are not interfering or interacting when someone's energy is not at the best place, because our words and our actions can make a world of difference in someone who is not in a good state or in a good place in their mind or in their heart. So when I talk about you being used as a channel of love, light, and healing, it doesn't mean that you have to be a healing practitioner. We are all channels of energy, and so whatever we carry through ourselves and through our day, we want to make sure that we are using this wisely and that we are connecting. The way the world is right now, it's so easy for us to get so self-involved and so closed off that we don't pay attention, that we don't acknowledge what other people are going through. So remembering to be a channel of this energy or this love or this light can really make a difference in someone's life. You know, asking to be given the words that you should say is a big one. You know, sometimes we say things mindlessly, and that can really set an instance or an action in someone. You know, when you genuinely ask someone how their day is or how they are, they're actually surprised at this point that you are actually seeing them, that you're acknowledging them, that you are actually asking what is going on in their life, whether this is a cashier or, you know, a gas station attendant or whatever it is. You know, you want to make sure that you're using words of kindness, that you are using words of acknowledgement, that you are actually present in the moment of when you're speaking. You know, asking for help to be mindful of yourself and your actions keeps your vibration high, because you are more in tune with who you are, what is yours, and how you're acting or receiving energy and information from your surroundings. So then you're able to notice and acknowledge what is yours and what isn't, what shifted your mood, or where that shift happened. So definitely being aware of that is a big thing. You know, as I talk about being on the road, you know, whether you're driving or commuting or whatever it is, or carpooling or walking, I always ask for myself and all those who are also on their way to be kept safe, to make sure that there are no accidents or incidents, which there is a difference, and to take us to the places we need to go and bring us back home safely, you know, because sometimes even if you are safe, you may drive by or be by a terrible accident or something that's really shocking to your energy and to your frequency. So when you ask and set these intentions, you'll be amazed how much things you avoid in your path, because you're setting a vibration, you're setting an intention, you're manifesting your day by saying these affirmations in the morning. So definitely being mindful from your words in the morning, you know, asking to be blessed in whatever that means. You know, it's not just asking for something in return. It's just to be a blessing and to be blessed throughout our day. I always say thank you, thank you, thank you, because I'm thanking all the three frequencies, obviously, are the universe, our father, mother, energy, the archangels, the divine beings that I work with daily, and my spirit guides who also guide and support me on a daily basis, and all of those other beings who wish to assist me or may need to assist me throughout my day that I may not be aware of. So you want to do this with an open heart, very grateful, and just being very at peace with yourself and with the intention of your day. So I'm going to say the invocation one more time, just so that you can listen to it, listen to the words as I broke it down. And again, just remember to make sure that you're connecting with what you're saying. So again, I start by just taking some deep breaths in the morning, kind of opening up myself as I take myself from my home. And I say, Father, Mother, Divine, divine beings, angelic beings, archangels, and spirit guides, I thank you for this new day. I ask that you keep me and my loved ones safe, that you protect our energy, my family, my home, my friends, my pets, and that you keep me and everyone on the road safe. Please take us to our destination and back home safely without incident or accident. Guide and support me through this day, using me as your channel of love, light, and healing. Give me the words you would have me say. Help me be mindful of myself, my actions, and my surroundings. Keep my vibration high and align me to the highest and best frequencies, people, and places. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And so I always end it with amen, whether it's not from a religious aspect. Amen is actually a statement of truth, a statement of so be it, so it is. You know, it's kind of like closing your invocation or your prayer. If you don't want to use that, then you can replace that with whatever word you feel comfortable with. So I hope this helps you, and I hope that you're able to come up with your own invocation or use this one to, you know, kind of start it off. And I wish you a wonderful, beautiful day and many, many blessings to you. Hello, my lovelies, and welcome back. I am so excited to be here with you guys today. I wanted to thank everyone for your continued love and support. I know I haven't recorded anything in a while. I've just had a lot of changes and shifts, and I've just been very busy with the practice, which I'm very grateful for. But I'm here today, and I am going to be starting some new recordings on raising your vibration. And today I wanted to share a very simple invocation that you can do to raise that vibration at the beginning of your day. This is what I call my morning invocation, or it's sort of a morning prayer, but it's not really a prayer as so much setting the day's energy. So this is something that I begin with every day, and you can obviously change it and shift it to your needs and whatever fits your belief system. So I'm just going to share it with you so that you can either listen to this on your drive home or in the mornings, or you can make your own version of it and start practicing this on a daily basis. It really does make a difference, because when you set an intention for your day, it's very easy for us to come back to it if we are disrupted in our energy throughout the day. So for example, if you set the intention in the morning to be active or to be productive or to be relaxed or anything like that, anything that shifts you from that intention, you can remember that you have something to, an anchor, a touchstone, something to go back to, so then you can come back to it and reset yourself to that intention you began with your day with. So anyway, just to start off, this is what my morning invocation is like. And again, this is just a little bit of a something that I've come up with throughout the years that really works for me, and I hope that you enjoy it. So normally what I would do is, as I leave my house, I just, you know, start my car, take some deep breaths, and then I start by saying this actually out loud as I'm driving. So Heavenly Father, Mother Divine, divine beings, angels, and guides, I thank you for this new day. I ask that you keep me and my loved ones safe, that you protect our energy, my family, my home, my friends, pets, and that you keep me and everyone in the road safe. Please take us to our destination and back home safely without incident or accident. Guide and support me through this day. Use me as your channel of love, light, and healing. Give me the words that you would have me say. Help me be mindful of myself and actions. Keep my vibration high and align me to the highest and best frequencies, people, and places. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So it is a very short invocation, but it is something that just includes everything that I need to follow out through my day. Talking about being grateful for the new day that I was given. That's where I begin. And then being grateful for the blessings that I'm able to have and share with my loved ones, and of course asking for their safety and protection as well. But it's mainly about myself being used as a channel of whatever needs to take place that day. Now, that doesn't necessarily just mean when I am working on clients, when I'm actually, you know, doing healing sessions, which I do most days. But even on my days that I'm not working, I do set that intention so that I may be able to be used as a channel. We never know who or what we'll encounter throughout our day. And so you want to make sure that your frequency is at the right place, that you are not interfering or interacting when someone's energy is not at the best place, because our words and our actions can make a world of difference in someone who is not in a good state or in a good place in their mind or in their heart. So when I talk about being used as a channel of love, light, and healing, it doesn't mean that you have to be a healing practitioner. We are all channels of energy. And so whatever we carry through ourselves and through our day, we want to make sure that we are using this wisely and that we are connecting. The way the world is right now, it's so easy for us to get so self-involved and so closed off that we don't pay attention, that we don't acknowledge what other people are going through. So remembering to be a channel of this energy or this love or this light can really make a difference in someone's life. You know, asking to be given the words that you should say is a big one. You know, sometimes we say things mindlessly, and that can really set an instance or an action in someone. You know, when you genuinely ask someone how their day is or how they are, they're actually surprised at this point that you are actually seeing them, that you're acknowledging them, that you are actually asking what is going on in their life, whether this is a cashier or, you know, a gas station attendant or whatever it is. You know, you want to make sure that you're using words of kindness, that you are using words of acknowledgement, that you are actually present in the moment of when you're speaking. You know, asking for help to be mindful of yourself and your actions keeps your vibration high, because you are more in tune with who you are, what is yours, and how you're acting or receiving energy and information from your surroundings. So then you're able to notice and acknowledge what is yours and what isn't, what shifted your mood, or where that shift happened. So definitely being aware of that is a big thing. You know, as I talk about being on the road, you know, whether you're driving or commuting or whatever it is, or carpooling or walking, I always ask for myself and all those who are also on their way to be kept safe, to make sure that there are no accidents or incidents, which there is a difference, and to take us to the places we need to go and bring us back home safely, you know, because sometimes even if you are safe, you may drive by or be by a terrible accident or something that's really shocking to your energy and to your frequency. So when you ask and set these intentions, you'll be amazed how much things you avoid in your path, because you're setting a vibration, you're setting an intention, you're manifesting your day by saying these affirmations in the morning. So definitely being mindful from your words in the morning, you know, asking to be blessed in whatever that means. You know, it's not just asking for something in return, it's just to be a blessing and to be blessed throughout our day. I always say thank you, because I'm thinking all the three frequencies, obviously, are the universe, our father, mother energy, the archangels, the divine beings that I work with daily, and my spirit guides who also guide and support me on a daily basis, and all of those other beings who wish to assist me or may need to assist me throughout my day that I may not be aware of. So you want to do this with an open heart, very grateful, and just being very at peace with yourself and with the intention of your day. So I'm going to say the invocation one more time, just so that you can listen to it. Listen to the words as I broke it down. And again, just remember to make sure that you're connecting with what you're saying. So again, I start by just taking some deep breaths in the morning, kind of opening up myself as I take myself from my home. And I say, Father, Mother, Divine, divine beings, angelic beings, archangels, and spirit guides, I thank you for this new day. I ask that you keep me and my loved ones safe, that you protect our energy, my family, my home, my friends, my pets, and that you keep me and everyone on the road safe. Please take us to our destination and back home safely, without incident or accident. Guide and support me through this day, using me as your channel of love, light, and healing. Give me the words you would have me say. Help me be mindful of myself, my actions, and my surroundings. Keep my vibration high and align me to the highest and best frequencies, people, and places. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And so I always end it with amen, whether it's a, it's not from a religious aspect. Amen is actually a statement of truth, a statement of so be it, so it is. You know, it's kind of like closing your invocation or your prayer. If you don't want to use that, then you can replace that with how, whatever word you feel comfortable with. So I hope this helps you, and I hope that you're able to come up with your own invocation or use this one to, you know, kind of start it off. And I wish you a wonderful, beautiful day and many, many blessings to you. Hello, my lovelies, and welcome back. I am so excited to be here with you guys today. I wanted to thank everyone for your continued love and support. I know I haven't recorded anything in a while. I've just had a lot of changes and shifts, and I've just been very busy with the practice, which I'm very grateful for. But I'm here today, and I am going to be starting some new recordings on raising your vibration. And today I wanted to share a very simple invocation that you can do to raise that vibration at the beginning of your day. This is what I call my morning invocation, or it's sort of a morning prayer, but it's not really a prayer as so much setting the day's energy. So this is something that I begin with every day, and you can obviously change it and shift it to your needs and whatever fits your belief system. So I'm just going to share it with you so that you can either listen to this on your drive home or in the mornings, or you can make your own version of it and start practicing this on a daily basis. It really does make a difference, because when you set an intention for your day, it's very easy for us to come back to it if we are disrupted in our energy throughout the day. So for example, if you set the intention in the morning to be active or to be productive or to be relaxed or anything like that, anything that shifts you from that intention, you can remember that you have something to, an anchor, a touchstone, something to go back to, so then you can come back to it and reset yourself to that intention you began with your day with. So anyway, just to start off, this is what my morning invocation is like. And again, this is just a little bit of a something that I've come up with throughout the years that really works for me, and I hope that you enjoy it. So normally what I would do is, as I leave my house, I just, you know, start my car, take some deep breaths, and then I start by saying this actually out loud as I'm driving. So, Heavenly Father, Mother Divine, divine beings, angels, and guides, I thank you for this new day. I ask that you keep me and my loved ones safe, that you protect our energy, my family, my home, my friends, pets, and that you keep me and everyone in the road safe. Please take us to our destination and back home safely without incident or accident. Guide and support me through this day. Use me as your channel of love, light, and healing. Give me the words that you would have me say. Help me be mindful of myself and actions. Keep my vibration high and align me to the highest and best frequencies, people, and places. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. So it is a very short invocation, but it is something that just includes everything that I need to follow out through my day. Talking about being grateful for the new day that I was given, that's where I begin. And then being grateful for the blessings that I'm able to have and share with my loved ones. And of course, asking for their safety and protection as well. But it's mainly about myself being used as a channel of whatever needs to take place that day. Now, that doesn't necessarily just mean when I am working on clients, when I'm actually, you know, doing healing sessions, which I do most days. But even on my days that I'm not working, I do set that intention so that I may be able to be used as a channel. We never know who or what we'll encounter throughout our day. And so you want to make sure that your frequency is at the right place, that you are not interfering or interacting with someone's energy is not at the best place, because our words and our actions can make a world of difference in someone who is not in a good state or in a good place in their mind or in their heart. So when I talk about being used as a channel of love, light, and healing, it doesn't mean that you have to be a healing practitioner. We are all channels of energy. And so whatever we carry through ourselves and through our day, we want to make sure that we are using this wisely and that we are connecting. The way the world is right now, it's so easy for us to get so self-involved and so closed off that we don't pay attention, that we don't acknowledge what other people are going through. So remembering to be a channel of this energy or this love or this light can really make a difference in someone's life. You know, asking to be given the words that you should say is a big one. You know, sometimes we say things mindlessly, and that can really set an instance or an action in someone. You know, when you genuinely ask someone how their day is or how they are, they're actually surprised at this point that you are actually seeing them, that you're acknowledging them, that you are actually asking what is going on in their life, whether this is a cashier or, you know, a gas station attendant or whatever it is. You know, you want to make sure that you're using words of kindness, that you are using words of acknowledgement, that you are actually present in the moment of when you're speaking. You know, asking for help to be mindful of yourself and your actions keeps your vibration high, because you are more in tune with who you are, what is yours, and how you're acting or receiving energy and information from your surroundings. So then you're able to notice and acknowledge what is yours and what isn't, what shifted your mood, or where that shift happened. So definitely being aware of that is a big thing. You know, as I talk about being on the road, you know, whether you're driving or commuting or whatever it is, or carpooling or walking, I always ask for myself and all those who are also on their way to be kept safe, to make sure that there are no accidents or incidents, which there is a difference, and to take us to the places we need to go and bring us back home safely. You know, because sometimes even if you are safe, you may drive by or be by a terrible accident or something that's really shocking to your energy and to your frequency. So when you ask and set these intentions, you'll be amazed how much things you avoid in your path, because you're setting a vibration, you're setting an intention, you're manifesting your day by saying these affirmations in the morning. So definitely being mindful from your words in the morning, you know, asking to be blessed in whatever that means. You know, it's not just asking for something in return. It's just to be a blessing and to be blessed throughout our day. I always say thank you, thank you, thank you, because I'm thinking all of the three frequencies, obviously, are the universe, our father, mother, energy, the archangels, the divine beings that I work with daily, and my spirit guides who also guide and support me on a daily basis, and all of those other beings who wish to assist me or may need to assist me throughout my day that I may not be aware of. So you want to do this with an open heart, very grateful, and just being very at peace with yourself and with the intention of your day. So I'm going to say the invocation one more time, just so that you can listen to it. Listen to the words as I broke it down. And again, just remember to make sure that you're connecting with what you're saying. So again, I start by just taking some deep breaths in the morning, kind of opening up myself as I take myself from my home. And I say, Father, Mother, divine beings, angelic beings, archangels, and spirit guides, I thank you for this new day. I ask that you keep me and my loved ones safe, that you protect our energy, my family, my home, my friends, my pets, and that you keep me and everyone on the road safe. Please take us to our destination and back home safely, without incident or accident. Guide and support me through this day, using me as your channel of love, light, and healing. Give me the words you would have me say. Help me be mindful of myself, my actions, and my surroundings. Keep my vibration high and align me to the highest and best frequencies, people, and places. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And so I always end it with amen, whether it's not from a religious aspect. Amen is actually a statement of truth, a statement of so be it, so it is. You know, it's kind of like closing your invocation or your prayer. If you don't want to use that, then you can replace that with whatever word you feel comfortable with. So I hope this helps you, and I hope that you're able to come up with your own invocation or use this one to, kind of start it off. And I wish you a wonderful, beautiful day and many, many blessings to you.